We celebrate and rejoice that God came to be with us, that God couldn't wait to love us in the flesh. Jesus was born into a time and a place that we know was not hospitable to his arrival. It all seems so normal now, with the distance we have from the event and the way Christmas is celebrated in our culture. But Jesus was not born into a celebration, but into a difficult, if not desperate, situation. We've come to celebrate, and rightly so. And if we're feeling that, if we're in a good place tonight, that is wonderful. We are here to celebrate because through the birth of Jesus, God came to be with us. Emmanuel, God with us, incarnation, to show us life is holy and good, and to help us with everything that's not, and to save us. We might feel a little desperate tonight, or we might have a hint of it, or if not in our lives, in the life of someone we know, something might not be as we wish it could be. You're in the right place for this as well, where we all are, to be reminded of what is most real about the Christmas story. The more real we can be about Christmas, the more beautiful it becomes, the more meaningful it can be for you and me in deeply personal ways. The reality was that Jesus was born into a place without space for him. This is where and when God decided to get close to you and to me. What is most real about the Christmas story is that there was scandal around this birth as rumors spread Joseph might not be the father. They were living under the rule of a foreign power that demanded that they travel when Mary was in no condition to travel. There were then, as there are now, forces at work over which most people have no say or control. Couldn't there have been a better time for God to come to us, better circumstances? Tracy D. Blackman writes in her Christmas message from 2016, entitled Christmas Comes Anyway, "I've always been intrigued by the lack of space made for God's gift of grace." She goes on to note that the Greek word we usually translate as the inn, no room at the inn, is actually a word for guest room, which brings up different images and thoughts about the place grace seeks to be in our guest room. And in the case of the birth of Jesus, was not welcomed. Luke is telling us there was not enough space for God's grace, she notes. At least not in the place one would choose. Is there ever a great space for grace when the powerful rule without concern for the people? Deidre Good, in her commentary on this passage, states that the inn was a gated enclosure with a central courtyard for animals. It was encircled by covered rooms without doors, permitting animals to be seen. The regular closed rooms stood at the back. So if Jesus was born among the animals, he was born in the middle of an open space, not where people usually find comfort, but there Jesus brought comfort. There are different ideas. You know them. It might have been a cave. There are different ideas about both where and when Jesus was born. What's important about our Christmas story and the consistent point is that there is no room for him among the well-off, no guest room for him, not a place. But there was just the right spot with the animals, plenty of room there. Maybe it was even an open, sort of central place. The rulers were not the ones to recognize God's gift of pure love in the flesh, but the angels come, and the shepherds know and there is celebration in this out-of-the-way, undesired place, this place where it all started. Grace found a space, a place, people, and grace still does. God came into the world, was born, really at the wrong time, in the wrong place to many, we would think. And how much time and effort and money do we spend trying to be in the right place at the right time? I mean, that's such a phrase. I know so many times in my life I've thought, am I in the right place at the right time? Have I done everything I can to make sure this situation is what it ought to be? So couldn't God have waited for a better time, a better place? No, God couldn't wait. God is born to every situation in joy and pain. God came to us as one of us to live among us, to be close to you, to be close to you and to me. Jesus is born to us again this year into whatever space we can provide. It might be a bright place with laughter and love. It might be an out-of-the-way place. It might be a place of pain. Jesus is born to us in all of these situations. If the Christmas story were to be told for the very first time this year, where would Jesus be born? We can imagine him coming into the world, perhaps in a refugee camp or a detention center, after his parents had traveled a hard road for miles and they found no welcome. There's a church that has set up a large nativity scene with Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus all separated in individual cages. You may have seen it on social media. It's quite a powerful image. Not the Christmas card you would hope to get. Unless, of course, we're feeling a little caged in, or you know somebody who is, or you care about those who are. We might not want that card unless we really want to connect with the holy day of Christmas, with the depth and breadth and height of God's love for you, for me. God couldn't wait. God can't wait to be born in your heart, in your life. Even in the smallest space, there is room for God's grace. And with that grace, when it gets in there, when it's in our hearts, it goes to work. And we find that we can't wait to share grace and love and justice and peace with others. From the group Sanctified Art, in your bulletin, you'll find an image and an artist's reflection from Leslie Gwen Garrity entitled, "God Couldn't Wait." What if God had waited? What if God had waited for Mary to be wed, for Herod to relent, for a legitimate birthing bed? What if God had waited until the powerful promoted peace and politicians agreed? What if God had waited for a plan with no risk of failure, for a place that felt safe and secure? What if God had waited for the anxious to find rest, for the cynic to know hope, for the brokenhearted to be whole, for the wars to cease, for the violence to end, for the fears to pass, for the weapons to be banned? What if God had waited for the earth to heal, for the laws to change, for every life to matter the same, for the addict to be freed from shame, for the refugees to not be blamed? What if God had waited until all was calm, all was bright, for a future that might never come? What if God had waited? But God couldn't wait. God couldn't wait to be love known in flesh and bone, and neither should we. Amen.